Hey, let me ask you a question. Where has November gone? The last day of November, 2015. Yes, the dog is in the kennel. A little chilly outside, but the sun is out as well. Forecast this week, folks, is going to be talking low 50s. I love it. Keep this weather pattern going. Good morning, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. It's great to have you alongside us. Longtime buddy of mine is in the house this morning, Bob Oman. Bob, along with his wife Leslie, involved in many, many things. Bob's going to talk about some of the things that touch his heart in the great village, or soon-to-be town, of Seneca, of Lyons, New York. Disillusion is on the table there, as well as we had it here in Seneca Falls. Without further ado, it's good to have my buddy Bob Oman in. Bob, thanks for coming in.
Hi, Harold. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. And, of course, me and Bob have been friends for quite a while. We had a lot of opportunities to do some of the games in Newark to check out the Pilots. As I said, many, many times, if you want to take your family for a nice night of baseball with some great concession stands, they got some fabulous food over there. And if you want to hear his wife screaming and yelling at the umpires, it's a perfect spot. Leslie Oman, of course, general manager last year. And by the way, is she going to be general manager next year?
Absolutely.
Okay. You didn't screw that up. Let her run the show.
No.
Leslie was supposed to join us this morning, but I understand they have a sick puppy, and we wish the dog very quickly recovery. Well, Bob, let's talk about, we got lots to discuss. Your family, yourself, your granddad, your dad, everybody involved in the Oman family has been very generous over the years, helping out the Lyons community. You've been involved in helping out schools, building baseball fields. Your granddad put together the Oman Theater. But, of course, something historical about the Oman Theater we want to touch on at the beginning of our interview is the fact that it celebrates its 100th anniversary this year, and talk a little bit about how it all got started and some of the things that took place in that theater.
Well, you know, in 1915, matter of fact, the birthday is December 6th, my grandfather was running the Parshall Memorial Theater, which was on the second floor of the Dobbins Building, or the Parshall Building in Lyons. And there was a big need for the new movie industry that just started up. It was in its infancy. And he built the theater across the street with the idea to show, you know, the most modern, you know, movies. Yeah. And that was such a big thing at that time. The interesting thing about it was the Memorial Theater ended up burning down, I think, around 1917. So he added a stage to the theater because the vaudeville acts would stop on the railroad and play at the Memorial Theater, and then it moved over to the Oman Theater, mm-hmm. which was across the street. And it's kind of interesting how they would come in on the train at the train station, and then they would come up to the stage, you know, up to the theater. One of the other things that people don't realize, the Rockettes from Radio City Music Hall trained there.
That's amazing.
And that went on for years. You know, the theater saw, you know, the going away of the World War I vets. You know, you had a Civil War meeting inside of the vets from the Civil War and graduations from the Lyons High School. They played basketball, boxed on the stage. Mm. You know, they did all the things that, you know, you look back on, and it's kind of been resurrected to a degree, other than the boxing and the basketball today, that, you know, it still has stage plays, it still has concerts, and, of course, it has up-to-date movies. And one thing that I'm really proud of is the condition of the theater.
Yeah,
the theater,
it's gorgeous.
Is really in good shape, and the, you know, it's got digital sound, the big screen, new seating. Interesting, the seating in the balcony, which people don't realize that the old theaters all had balconies, are the original theater seats from 1915.
Wow.
And, you know, it's kind of interesting. You go up there and you sit on the leather seat with the hat rack and so on.
Yep.
And, you know, it's really marvelous, you know, just to be able to do something like that.
A lot of history. And I had a chance that you showed me, give me a guided tour through that one time.
Right.
And it was fabulous. And if you get a chance, and you're over in Lyons, which, by the way, is my hometown. I was born there in 1945 above the old firehouse way back when. my parents moved us when I was two, so I don't recall the move. But so I'm a Lyons guy myself in respect of being born there. You know, your family, you know, continues, has always been outgoing as far as being generous. What molds you to think about helping a school out, like a baseball field? You've done so much. What triggers your generosity toward all this? I know you want to give back, but you seem like you've given back really above and beyond the call of duty.
Well, you know, I think it all started. I was pretty lucky in my business at the time, and I look back, and I had a pretty good childhood growing up there, and you know, I kind of grew up in the. I was younger than Jim Boeheim, but that era with the sports and things like that was really exciting, and then the school itself, and I liked Lyons. Lyons is a nice town. You know, it's had some ups and downs lately, but I think all in all, it's charged on. I think that if I look at it today, is it better? It's probably about the same.
Right.
You know, we always look at in the past as being the best, but you know, we just got to go forward now and do the best we can.
Well, of course, one of your loves is the fact that you and Leslie and your organization have taken over the Newark Pilots and created a park which is second to none. I know I'm sort of biased, not because you're a sponsor of this show, but because, and not because we're friends, but I enjoy going into a park. And I always tell the story, and I'm going to bore you with it again. I always tell the story about Newark and Colburn Park going in there. The very first time Bob and myself became friends, he said, "You got to come over and check out a game." And I drove up the little hill to arrive at the complex there. And my wife Mary and our friends the Lopez's were in the back seat, Sandy and Jean, friends of yours. And I remember looking up and seeing the signage in the field on the diamond, and I out in the field there, you know, with the signs supporting various businesses. And I said to myself, my Lord, brand new. It looked just crystal clean, nothing out of place. It was painted. Everything was spotless. And I always recall that. And I know when you and me became close friends, you made it a point to tell me it doesn't take much to get the signage looking good. And that's, to me, just stuck out with me. And from that point on, you go in there. Before I got to know you guys that close like I do now, you take care of the fans. They're always part of your nature. They're always there. You're always there to shake their hands when they come in the stadium. Leslie's always there trying to help out people. It just seems like in the people you hire to run the place, you guys are very fan-friendly. And whether you're down 6-1 or whether you're up 6-1, you still want to make it a night that they can remember. And I think that's a testimonial to the way you treat people there.
You know, it's interesting. I started out with Ryan Holmes, which is a home builder up in Buffalo.
Right.
And that was one of the things. They, you know, they made you look for detail on everything. And then I read a book that was called Managing by Walking Around. And it was by Tom Peters. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that really struck me was all the different types of businesses that you got to be out there. You got to make sure your stuff is clean, that you've got you know, good personnel.
Exactly.
You know, some days, you know, just from the past, you know, like being in a home building, I had a lot of model homes, and they had to be absolutely nice. The signage had to look good going in because it's hard to get that customer to make them really want to come back.
I agree.
And we've tried to do that with the theater.
Yep.
You know, we have some challenges there some days, you know, being where we are.
Right.
But I think that if I ever had to look back at anything, I think that that book was really something that really kind of stuck in my mind. I listened to the guy talk also, and it was like, you know, there's a guy, he got it.
Yep.
Because if you go into like any major store, it's all in the way the thing is perceived.
I agree.
You know, and
presentation.
You know, presentation. Leslie and I have also gotten involved in the Geneva Baseball Park. And which fortunately they're coming into our league, which makes it a short run. But even in Geneva, we've been over there painting and cleaning up and redoing the field and things like that, you know, trying to take that to the level that we've gotten Newark to.
Exactly.
And obviously, you know, Leslie is going to be in Newark constantly running that team because she loves the Newark Pilots.
Oh, I know she does.
She's still friends with the first players that played on the team on Facebook. And, you know, so that's going to really, I think, that'll continue the way it is. But we do need a rivalry in Geneva just because of the distance factor.
Right.
Geneva's, you know, obviously, what, 15 miles from Newark.
Yep.
And then, of course, we have Victor.
Right.
And Victor's fairly close.
Yep.
And, you know, that's basically going to be our probably our two rivals.
That's right.
For Newark or other, all, you know, every which way. And then we've also gotten the league. You know, the league has expanded. You know, I look at the Perfect Game League. It's kind of the old-fashioned New York Penn League,
right,
because the stadiums were in and the towns were playing in. And that was one thing that I also have looked at Geneva and Newark. They've got a lot of past history.
Right.
And the past history is with teams like from Jamestown, which is coming into our league, which is really a good addition. We've got Oneana, which played in the New York Penn League.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we have Elmira. We've got Amsterdam that played in the original New York State League when, believe it or not, Geneva and Lions each had pro teams in the 1800s in it.
Wow.
And so, you know, just the, you know, the concept of this type of baseball changing the footprint. And one of the interesting things that I've run into is the scouts for the major league.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're constantly scouring the Perfect Game League for players, because we had, I think, 140 guys drafted in the last 5 years, which is really a huge number.
That
Newark
is.
Itself has had a good number of guys, and they're playing in the pros. You know, some of them have made it to the tops,
right,
and then you got a lot of them in the minor leagues still punching their ticket.
Sorry.
And, you know, it's kind of exciting every time you see one of these guys that goes to the next level.
Got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, and I tell you, folks, again, I know it's November, last day of November, and Jim and myself can vouch for this. It's quite a trip. I mean, you know, check out Geneva, check out Newark. But, again, Newark has got the stamped correctly. It's got the right attitude. The people are great over there. You just treat it so much nicer, to me anyways. I feel like part of the team when I'm over there. And the concessions, we love to eat the hot dogs and the sausage. Bob always needles me about that. And, you know, have a cold beer. It's just a perfect setting for baseball. And, again, it isn't like the owners are in their offices downtown Lions or downtown Newark having a pizza, just maybe checking it out on the radio or checking us out. The point is they're there glad-handing the folks, and they sincerely mean they really care about you when you come into their place. That's what I like.
You know, Doug, there's another thing that's really another important thing to these teams is we have interns that work for us in the summer. They come from the different colleges. I just got an email from a kid from Woolkit who worked for us that got a job with the Charlotte Hornets.
Nice.
Which is really cool. And we've got one of our young ladies that worked for us from Macedon, has got a job with a team up in New England for a double-A baseball team.
That's great.
So we've had probably 8 or 9 different interns that have gotten jobs with, you know, where they were going in their life, and they're so excited. And that's one thing I think is an add-on besides the players. You know, it's the opportunity to better yourself.
Hey, by the way, I want to give him a comment about one thing, then we'll take a break and kick around some sports topics. I want to get his view on a lot of things happening in the world of college sports. Bob, disillusion. That process underway in Lions has been for some time. We here in Seneca Falls went through it. We seem to be better on the other side. It seems like it's better for us. Or I don't know about the term better. I don't see a major change. I see a lot of policemen patrolling the streets. What's your gut feeling? How is it going over there? I know lots of articles have been written by the Finger Lakes Times. You have pro this. You have people against this. What's your gut feeling? Too early to tell?
Well, I think it's probably early to tell, but I'll tell you one thing. They just said they had a 65% tax reduction for the village, which really is kind of encouraging.
Yeah.
I think the one thing that's different between Lions and Seneca Falls is, you know, you kept your police department.
Right.
And Lions is going to depend on the Sheriff's Department. But then again, they're in Lions, you know, so that's probably not a bad situation. Then, of course, the State Police Barracks is in Lions. So the security, I don't have a problem with security at all there. I think that was one thing that worried people. The fire department's not going to change. The streets are still going to get cleaned. They're still going to get picked up. So for a 65% savings, that's probably not a bad deal.
Not a bad deal. Doesn't sound like it. Hey, this is Weber this week. Hope you all had a great weekend. When we come back, we'll talk about the quadruple header that we had at the college. Spectacular. What great facilities. Rhett Ticone and his team, what an outstanding job hosting us. And we hope that you checked out some of the action. We'll recap that. We'll talk about SU basketball. We'll talk about Scott Schaefer. It's over now as a head coach. They're a nationwide search. We'll talk about a host of sports events and get Bob Oman's opinions on those topics as well. This is Weber This Week on a Monday, the 30th of November. Cayuga Lake National Bank, Bill Ryan and his team for all of your banking needs. Offices in Union Springs and Aurora, a fine sponsor of this show for over 30 years. DA Liquor, Seneca Falls. Amy Padula and her great team will find that right spirit for you every time. Tell Amy the dog sent you. Cicino's, live, laugh, eat well. It's the Italian way. It's also the Cicino's way. Place your order today at cicinos.com. Locations, Main Street, Waterloo, and 401 Exchange Street in Geneva. The Good Hotel welcomes you to come out and enjoy the revitalization of this historical landmark. Wednesdays, don't forget Ladies' Night with special-priced drinks and half-priced appetizers. Tap is Thursday, and their chef serves a dinner special every night. The Good Hotel in Seneca Falls. Steve Wadhams, Wadhams Enterprises, your employer of choice. Proud supporter of this show and local athletics. Bob and Leslie Ullman, owners of the Ullman Theater, in Lions as well as the Newark Pilots, a minor league baseball team with a major league ballpark. SenecaFallsCountryClub.com, awesome 18-hole layout, offering a 12-month payment plan, home of the toughest par four in central New York. Wilson Press, WPress.com, Seneca Falls, Rich Rickey, my good friend and his team, can handle all of your printing and mailing needs. Rich Rickey, Wilson Press, a fine sponsor of Weber This Week. And we're back. It's the dog with you on a Monday morning. My friend Bob Ullman in the house this morning talking about topics involving Lions, and also, ironically, our broadcast team will be at the Atwood Gym in Lions, New York tomorrow night for the broadcast of Red Creek visiting the Lions. Lions, Jimmy will be there producing, directing it. Dave Barnick will be dusting off his larynx, getting ready to do some play-by-play, and Matt Verkey will be commentating as well, and our Jeremy and Jason Hunt will be doing the camera work. By the way, just to recap, I got to send out kudos to Rhett Taccone again. I mean, to walk in at New York Chiropractic College, which was, and Bob knows, these are special events for these kids. Kids' eyes get so big when they go to the college to play the warm-up. A four-bagger we had on Saturday. I had the proud distinction of covering the first two games. The first game, hey, last year Southern Cayuga Chiefs were in town. They got blown out by Zach and the Lions. Lions this year, they look like an NBA team, knocking home threes. Conklin and company just drilled Danny Lentz, South Seneca Falcons. Credit to Southern Cayuga Chiefs. They looked really good in game number one. And then game number two, everybody was building up North Rolls-Wilkett Cougars. And believe me, they got a point. That team is on fire. They're going to be tough to beat. NRW, Tyler Norris, the Hoyt kid, I had him on the post-game show interviewing them. They appear to be the, not odds on favor, but they're going to be tough to beat. Jimmy looked sensational. The Cougars, they look really good.
Yeah, they're my favorite in Wayne County.
They look good.
And,
they look good.
From what we saw from Lions and Clyde, yep. They both played okay,
right.
But North Rose clearly is a favorite in that league, and so I don't know if East Rochester has a chance to contend with them. But and then, of course, all the other games all day long.
Oh, then Jimmy picked up. Day. Yeah, Jimmy, I did the first two games, play-by-play, and Jimmy worked with Brad Conner, a name quite known in this area. Brad was home for the holidays, had a chance to do some commentating with Jim. And it's funny, Jim and Brad, the backstory to that is they used to do walkie-talkies when they were younger, making believe they're doing play-by-play, mindful of myself sitting out on the front porch with a PNC ketchup bottle.
And we weren't 19 years old. We were like 9.
Yeah.
So I just want to make that clear.
I know. Well, I was 7 when I started doing the play-by-play with the ketchup bottle. So, but Mid-Lakes beat Lions. Carswell, the kid who was at Lions, now's at Mid-Lakes. What, 15 rebounds, Jimbo?
15 points, 15 rebounds.
Amazing.
And that's something that Coach Zach Young thought was going to be on his roster, and now it's on Mid-Lakes' roster. So just something like that can be a huge, huge swing.
So Red Creek will come into town to take on Lions tomorrow night. Atwood, Bob said he's going to be over there. I'll be checking out the broadcast. And again, and then, of course, game four, Miners Academy, power ranking of number one by our crew here at Finger Lakes 1, taking on Clyde Savannah Golden Eagles. And that game was closer than I thought it was going to be, Jimmy. Clyde Savannah hung in tough for a while, but then Miners pulled away at the end.
Yeah, Clyde did hang in. The Miners opened it up to about 10 points in the first half, and Clyde pulled back to even it up by halftime. And it was really like wondering how they were able to do it because Miners, very deep, a lot more size, really a couple of great sophomores. But they did some, you know, silly things. There was a technical foul late, and so they have some things to work on, too, if they want to maintain that number one ranking and win the East, because we haven't seen Newark yet, and Newark is expected to be very good. Waterloo played on Saturday
and beat
Bloomfield by 20.
Yep.
Penn Yan's good, as we saw. Midlakes is better.
Yep.
Geneva's got a lot of talent, so that whole Finger Lakes East is very difficult. Miners have played better than they did at the college. And they play tonight against Early College at Arthur L. Baker. So that'll be a test for them, too.
So it'll be interesting as we go through it. By the way, Bob, during the break, we were talking about Syracuse and the penalties that were levied against them for the drug deal and the fact that some of these kids didn't go to class and all that stuff. I got to admit, Bob, the penalties came down. And you mentioned to me off air that some of the penalties were a little severe. And your comments about the penalties that were levied against Syracuse.
Well, I don't know all the penalties that they had. I just know what North Carolina's had.
Yeah.
And North Carolina has really skated on this one because they kind of didn't go to school for quite a few years there.
How about Louisville? If those allegations are true,
that's kind of quieted down, hasn't it?
I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Seems like everybody gets brushed under the rug except for Syracuse.
It's amazing, you know.
What did Syracuse do? They had a tutor kind of pushing Fab Mello's coursework through and did some of his coursework for him. Boeheim finds out about it, pulls Fab Mello from the lineup right before the NCAA tournament, and then the NCAA still just hammers Syracuse. What's going on?
You know, it's interesting. Yeah. You know, I look back on the Jim Valvano thing at North Carolina State. Sure. He got hammered for something that was absolutely minor. Yeah. It's almost like
you're picking and choosing there.
Yeah, and it's almost like, you know, the baby blue school gets away with a lot of stuff that most other people don't.
Yep.
Well, we all know the severe penalties levied against Syracuse. Good news for you Syracuse fans, though. The NCAA Appeals Committee has made some decisions. They're going to give back $1.2 million back to the university of some of the $6 million fine, which Syracuse will take, by the way. And another important element, which Jim's, I'm sure, on top of, they are granting Syracuse one of those scholarships they took away for the next 4 years. They're returning those one a year. So they'll give them four more, Jimmy, that they didn't have.
The NCAA can screw themselves.
Yeah.
They shouldn't vacate any wins. Boeheim suspended for nine games.
Yeah.
What happened to Roy Williams? Yeah. What's happening to Rick Pitino?
Exactly. And to Jim's point, they did return a scholarship a year. But we have not heard on the Jimmy Boeheim sit-down clause. They're supposed to make a decision before the ACC starts. And, Bob, you're a big – I know Leslie's a big fan, and I know you are with that basketball programs around the ACC. Jimmy, if he doesn't get it lessened or loses that appeal, that means he can't have breakfast, he can't show up, he can't go to his office, he can't even drive in the parking lot. He is banished.
Is this an ACC?
Yeah, ACC.
He can't coach for nine games of the ACC season.
Have nothing
is
to do with
this an ACC
NCAA. But he is wiped out completely.
Don't you think the NCAA is kind of
ludicrous?
Yeah. You know, it's like you're looking at these football conferences. They're going to break away from them before they're done.
Right.
Exactly.
And the NCAA makes all their money off of basketball.
Oh, tell me about
That's
it.
That's why they don't really screw around with football so much.
Yeah.
Because they will tell them to go away.
And by the way, the Scott Schaefer era is over now. They beat Boston College. Boston College winless in the ACC. Schaefer was quite emotional in the post-news conference. His game, go Orange, and he left the stage without a whole lot to say. It'll be interesting. A nationwide search is underway. Jim's former school is under intense searching now to see who will take Scott Schaefer's place. Will it be a big-name coach, or will it be a coach that isn't such a big name? What's your gut feeling, Jimbo? You think they're going to go big or go home?
They're not going to be able to go big. There's 15 or 16 vacancies, and Syracuse is not on the top of anyone's list. They're a private school. They can't pay as much as some of these other guys. You know, we've now had three football coaches in the last decade.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
Right.
It's not a premier job. So I was in favor of sticking with Schaefer. Yep. He was a good recruiter. And let's not reset everything again because, like I said, I don't know who we get. And let's say we do get somebody who resurrects the program and takes us to some bowl games or gets us back into the top 20. He'll go to another job, yeah. So I don't like it, but again, you know, I'm going to sit back and let Mark Coyle do his thing, the new AD for Syracuse.
You know, there's so much money in college
God
football.
Almighty.
I mean, if you look at, you know, of course, I'm down in the Carolinas. I watch NC State.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they got a minor coach, I thought. Yeah. They got a guy out of Northern Illinois because they recruited and tried to find a coach, and they were paying about $2, $3 million a year, and it wasn't enough. And
what's mind-boggling to me, Bob, is still, I pinch myself, Alabama, super powerhouse every year under Saban. Saban gets $8.5 million a year.
Oh, it's like Krzyzewski.
$8.5 million a year. I never hear anybody complain about his salary. Why? Because they're always there at the end, it seems like. And, of course, they get the horses. It's amazing to me. And, you know, Syracuse paid Schaefer $1.3 million, which – to most people, it's a lot of money, but to college coaches, not so much. So I'm going to be curious to see what they do here and how Syracuse reacts and how does Coyle bring in somebody and how the fan base determines that a good one or a bad one. You know,
a lot of it is facilities.
Yeah.
And I imagine the Carrier Dome's getting pretty old.
Good point.
Yeah, they're going to do something about that soon with the Dome in terms of making a decision if they're going to put a new dome roof on it, put a retractable roof on it, build an open-air stadium. But chances are it looks like the dome will stay where it is and be renovated somehow. So that'll be interesting to see. But we have upgraded facilities on South Campus in terms of the weight rooms and indoor football facility that really does rival some of the major programs. And we've also upgraded some of our historical stuff, like 40 statues of the great 44s down on South Campus, the Ernie Davis statue by the dome.
Right.
You know, little touches that probably go along with the book that you read that we were talking about earlier, you know.
Well, you know, though, all the schools are doing this.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the problem. Yeah. You know, everything that you're saying you're doing there, they're doing everywhere in the ACC.
In the ACC, probably spending twice as much as Syracuse.
Yeah. You know, it's like.
I know.
And then they got all those suites and things like that. Yeah. So,
and by the way, if you have an upset stomach this morning, you're not feeling well, you're probably a Buffalo Bills fan. I know I always pick on the team because I've never been a fan of the team, but I got to tell you something, folks, and I want Jimmy to do some checking when he gets an open minute this today. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Jimmy can do the research, I believe Indianapolis, Kansas City, and Houston were 1-4 at the beginning of this NFL season. I think that's true. Guess what? Indianapolis, Kansas City, and Houston are now ahead of the Bills for a playoff spot. So you figure it out. The Bills have gone down, and the other teams are starting to play good. Who do the Bills play this week? Houston. You think a big game is not on the tap for the Buffalo Bills? They better win this one, because if they were to lose to Houston at home, good night, Irene. Turn the lights off. As we all know, Rex Ryan comes to town and makes a proclamation, which I can't believe. If Bob Bowman owned the Bills and brought in Rex Ryan, why would Rex go to the podium and go to the microphone, turn it on, and say, I guarantee a playoff spot? You don't do that. You don't do that. And 15 years of futility, and the Bills fans are cringing at the thought of me and a whole lot of people that can't stand that team saying, can you say 16? I mean, Bob, in all the years you follow the world of sports, why would a head coach come to town and say that? I guarantee it. Because you know what's going to happen. You've heard the term gutting a deer. Old Rexy, he'll lose about 100 pounds after that surgery if they don't make it. So it'll be interesting. Big game coming up Sunday, though. How about Tommy Cock and the Giants? I love Tommy. We're pulling for Tommy. Washington is not that good of a football team. I know the game was in Washington. I'm watching all these games, and I look at the score, 20-0 Washington. I'm flipping back and forth. And the Giants made it close, only to lose by 6. That hurt them, too. And I'm sure the media, speaking of the New York Post and the Daily News, they'll have a lot of things to say about that loss today, as they always do. Well, let's talk about Bob and Bob Owens, my guest this morning. Bob, as you look forward to a new baseball season, believe it or not, it won't be that long down the road. You're working now with the Geneva Club, and it's got to be, you got to get psyched for this. And I know you got a team coming in. I'm looking forward to that. Now, who's going to be the manager next year? Is going to be the We're going to have the same manager?
We have the same, yeah, Chris Eggerson.
Chris is going to be back.
In Newark. And
all right.
And Newark already has their players.
Right.
We've got them all put together. Okay. We feel pretty good about it. We got a lot of Division I kids from out the country.
Than usual then?
No, every year we're normally right about now. We really jump on it because a lot of the schools are coming to us in September. They want to place their kids and things like that. And this year has been really good because we've had a bunch of ACC kids, SEC kids. Mm-hmm. And we've also got some kids from St. John Fisher, which has a great program.
Oh, they do.
You know, and you're seeing a lot of interest in Newark because of the facility and things like that. So we're just fortunate. You know, it's everybody said, well, why are they calling you and not us? Well, it's because we got a good deal.
You got a good deal, and you guys do it upright, too. So that's important. And
I don't know what Geneva has yet. Yeah. I'm working with Greg Herbs or Dave Herbs.
Yeah.
And he's working on it, he told me. They're a little bit slower to get off the cuff than we are. I don't think he's used to getting things done as quickly as we do. I think that's the one thing he's kind of learning, that, you know, we got to prepare, because if we don't get prepared now, March is here.
Somebody
and
runs
right
you by.
On you, you know?
And somebody runs right by you.
Yeah,
you know?
And that's a big thing.
It is. Well, your fondness and your love for the game of baseball and what you and Leslie and the folks that work for you do over there is second to none. And we look for you to have continued success, and I want to thank you for coming in this morning.
Okay, thank you.
It's always
pleasure.
Great to see you, and happy holidays.
Same to you.
All right. Santa may show up for the dog once out of, see, I just turned 70 in April, so looking for that black hole once again on a Christmas morning. And my wife Mary says that's exactly what I deserve. Hey, folks, again, we want to thank Rick Ticone once again for helping us out and providing us exceptional facilities for our team. And, boy, do we have a team on site there. I mean, you talk about the Hunt brothers and Jimmy, of course, was there from like 11:30 until what time did you get out of there, Jim? 10 o'clock at night on Saturday night?
It was about 10
man.
O'clock. Quadruple,
you know,
header.
It was unbelievable. We had Matt Berkey, and we had the likes of Mike Alessio, and Brad Connor was in town. Of course, the legendary Kevin Korzeneski. And, you know, you don't think of the camera people, Jeremy and Jason, but they do a phenomenal job.
And thanks to Ryan Sowards. He's interning with us for Minders. He helped out, did a great job
on the
camera.
So I'm just saying, you know, we have a crew that's amazing. We have five or six people show up for these games, and they'll be there tomorrow night doing their thing. So check us out.
At the Atwood. Can't wait to get to
the Atwood.
And you should watch, because you're going to see a freshman named Justice Smith, who had 18 points in his debut at the Chiropractic College to lead all the Lions scorers. So he's going to make his home debut in the Atwood. Last time we were in the Atwood, it was Damon Hunter's last game in the Atwood. So this will be Justice Smith's first game. And that's one of the great things about high school basketball. It just keeps rolling over and new guys coming in. And they're not going pro. Justice Smith will be there for 4 years.
Wow.
So, I'm looking forward to it. And Red Creek, I should say, too, has a very good team. They lost Jake Slobe last year, who was one of the best players, all Wayne Finger Lakes players, and they lost Griffin Klein, but Griffin's younger brother, Nick Klein, scored 32 points in Red Creek's opener against Hannibal, which they won, and they play tonight against Cato Meridian, and then tomorrow against Lions, so really looking forward to it. It's great. Basketball season's back. Love it.
Hey, by the way, for upcoming guests, next week we have a young lady coming on, Laura Turbide. She is the Vice President of Community Services for Finger Lakes Health / Geneva General / they have a lot of names in the medical field, but I just thought about it when I was up there seeing a doctor recently. We got to send some love to that operation. I think they're one of the finest, and they've done a lot of improvements. Speaking of improving, they put a new emergency room in. They've done a lot of work at the Geneva General, and Laura is going to come in and talk about what they can, and of course my phone is ringing as I speak. Well, speaking for Bob Oman and Jim Senecropi, this is a dog wishing you a great week. We'll catch you next week.
FingerLakes1.com. Visit patreon.com/FL1. FingerLakes1.com.